show that true form. It's on the new release there. It's online or it's even up there right at the table.
Can you hear it?
You know, Grayson used to play a lot of metal guitar back in his day.
I did. It's embarrassing. I kind of, it's one of those parts of my
it's
life.
It's not embarrassing. You're a rock and roller.
I'm trying to forget about it.
Change your first name.
I played in an Italian heavy metal band. Well, that was my first band that did Sicilian heavy metal. I was the only one who spoke English in the whole fucking band. So nobody ever knew what the fuck we were doing. Well, the drummer spoke a little English. I'd be like, what's the fucking guitar player saying? I'll be asking the drummer, and he'd be like, I don't know. I don't know.
Hell, we're still having a problem with English, Grizzly.
Fucking stupidest band ever. But we had fun, you know. Playing in town squares and shit, Metallica and Megadeth and Scorpions. And there'd be like little Italian grandmothers sitting out there in their chairs, you know, listening to this. Different. No, we were actually in Sicily doing that. I was living in Sicily doing that. And I got in a band. Don't ask, it's a long story. I got in a Sicilian band over there and we played death metal. Anyway, I told you not to let's not get into it. I was like a teenager. I was 20. So let's do this next one. Let's forget I ever told that story. Just get drunk. Drunker.
Love it.
Are you guys even drinking out there? I don't even know. I can't see you, brother. I know Nathan might not be drinking, he might be smoking.
I need you to tell a story about an old car. An old Chevy or something.
This is one we did with the Afro Man. He recorded with us. Yeah. Anyway, it's out there on the internet somewhere with his words. Him on our version of it.
I think it's on YouTube.
I don't know if you know who Afro Man is. He just wanted to. I was going to go do something or other. Him and Kid Rock and motherfucking Hank Jr. All kind of different people that don't really go together are playing in a festival here next summer. We're gonna try and get in there. He was a representative for the pop movement. Yeah, you know what happened. He got punched the chick on stage. Oh my goodness. Now he's fired. Anyway, this song is about why we still do this shit. How we still come around.